From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Oh, no, we can't waste time. We have got so much to do. We've got a great show for you today. Comedian Ed Helms of The Office and The Daily Show, the new movie The Hangover. He'll be joining us later to play Not My Job. But first, what a week for news. As you can imagine, it has been crazy around the NPR newsroom this week. Things have been changing very fast, and there will be further updates later today on this station. But as of showtime, Kate Gosselin, star of John and Kate Plus 8, has not yet responded to the latest attack on her character by Octomom Nadia Suleiman. Now, we want to acknowledge, as we wait for updates, the brilliant job our friends at NPR News have done covering this story, the way that Nina Totenberg recreated the back and forth between the two women and played the parts of all 22 babies. And of course, Daniel Schur's commentary midweek when he managed to connect the phenomenon of these uber-fertile women going after each other to Nixon's enemies list. I don't know how he made the connection, but it was amazing. We're so proud. If you have anything to say about this ongoing saga or just want to answer some questions about the week's news, the number, of course, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter, it's Mark from Washington, D.C.
Well, what do you do there in our nation's capital?
I work for the Department of Defense as a civilian, and I'm also an officer in the Army Reserve.
Do you bring both uniforms to work, depending on what you need?
I keep a phone box nearby. So
that's important. You can leap into it, change, come out. That's cool. Well, welcome to the show, Mark. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, say hello to a comedian whose first CD, I Heart Jokes, is out now. She's performing at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, California, June 13th. Paula Poundstone is right here. Next, say hello to the man responsible for everything you might find at Baudette.com, Tom Baudette.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Mark.
And lastly, you know her from Saturday Night Live, her one-woman shows God Said Hi and Letting Go of God. Joining our panel for the first time, so happy to have her, Ms. Julia Sweeney is right there with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Mark, welcome to the show. And you'll start us off with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, of course. We'll recreate three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, of course. You will have Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Here's your first quote.
That looks like me. Look at those ears.
That was a tourist this week making a shocking discovery while looking at an ancient hieroglyphic figure in Cairo, Egypt. Who was it?
President Obama.
It was President Obama. Having solved all of our problems here, Obama wiped his hands, headed to the Middle East to solve theirs. His reaction to this supposed doppelganger image on the wall of a tomb was surprising because the wall carving, believed by many to be an ancient prophecy, depicts the big-eared figure defeating an elderly warrior and also a female figure in a pantsuit. But that was just a version. Obama's real reason for going to Egypt was to deliver a major speech to the Muslim world, as was appropriate. He talked a lot about religion. He quoted the three major holy books of the world, the Quran, the Bible, and the Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama. Mostly, though, the speech was about what he called speaking the hard truth. Some thought he went too far with that. Did he really need to tell Bibi Netanyahu that he could stand to lose a few pounds? That was harsh. But the worst part in his harsh truth speech was when he announced to the entire Middle East that he felt the time had come for him to start seeing other troubled regions. All right. Here, Mark, is your next quote.
This is not about going out of business. This is about getting down to business.
That was the positive spin put out by a company that declared bankruptcy this week and became, more or less, the property of the U.S. government. What company?
General Motors.
Yes, indeed. On Monday, Obama announced first that the once colossal General Motors company was filing for bankruptcy. And even better, we now own it. This is a little like hearing that the crazy guy who lives down the street, he's finally been evicted, and he's moving in with you. So, GM has to reinvent itself as a leaner, meaner, successful company. It has to do it while being owned by the American taxpayer, the same group of geniuses that flocked to buy the ShamWow. GM has announced a new plan. They're grasping the challenge. They have announced a new plan to sell well-made, economical, but truly American cars. They're going to buy a whole bunch of late model used Honda Civics and fit them with truck nuts.
Well, now that we own it, we have a vested interest in selling it to one another. Isn't that correct?
You mean like we should go buy
a
car?
No, selling the cars, I'm sorry, the product.
I see.
Yeah, to one another.
So in other words, it'll be like, hi, Paula. Hi, Peter. Hey, Paula. Can I interest you in a new Eldorado?
Exactly.
Something like that.
And then I'll whip out my fabric swatches of upholstery. It's ours now. I woke up the morning after his speech, when we bought it.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Just feeling a lot of opportunity. I've never really had this much responsibility before.
Never owned a car company.
Right. Never had a company at all.
Yeah, it's your first one.
It does get the ideas rolling, though, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking instead of tax rebates next year, they should send out factory rebates.
It's a very good idea. I'll tell you what, I went right out and bought plaid jackets for all my kids. I'm teaching them to say roomy interior.
All right. Here, Mark, is your last quote.
He has superb physical gifts, is a big drinker, and never admits defeat.
That was a former chef. He's one of the few sources we have to leak information about the young man who is now believed to be the anointed new leader of a foreign country. This man will take over from his father as the next dear leader of what country?
It has to be North Korea.
It is. It is. Kim Jong-il, the famously reclusive and crazy North Korean dictator, has apparently chosen his successor, his youngest of his three sons, Kim Jong-un. This proves that a lifelong habit of keeping your head down and constantly praising your father's hairdo can pay off. Now, the oldest of the three sons, it is believed, was passed over, and this is absolutely true, because of his arrest a few years ago at the Japanese border. He was trying to get to Tokyo Disneyland using a Dominican passport. Hello, Mickey. I'm Kim Jong-Ortiz. There's been no official announcement of the succession, but Korean officials have been told to start praising the new guy. And again, this is absolutely true. Observers had noted that North Korean school children have started to sing songs in praise of the new guy. Songs like, school children's songs like, this land is Kim Jong-un's land, it is not our land. Maybe if we ask him, he'll give us some food now.
Where's
were
the
you
reaching
booing?
Out,
I'm sorry,
Peter.
I have to check. Were you booing at the joke or yeah. the singing? Because yeah. it could have been either, I think.
Yeah.
There really, it was a race to the bottom there.
That was a well-balanced boo.
Think. That was good.
A picture of him at age 9. Like, that's the only picture.
That's the only time I've ever seen him, yeah.
I know.
He was educated in Switzerland, apparently, boarding school, and everybody was told that he was the son of the North Korean embassy's limo driver. That's who that guy is, you know. But nobody understood why the son of the North Korean embassy's limo driver could have other people summarily executed. So we're just like, North Korea.
Well, I tried to use his 9-year-old picture to intimidate my 9-year-old daughter.
Did like, it really
look
work?
At that guy. He's running a country now.
What have you done?
He looks about 9.
Carl, how did Mark do in our quiz?
Mark was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Mark, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.